This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's going to be a whole new world when the Senate gets back from its Thanksgiving recess in a couple of weeks. The filibuster rules change from yesterday is what I'm talking about. A simple majority, just 51 votes, will now suffice to get a presidential nominee to the floor for a vote by the full Senate. And there are plenty of vacancies to be filled, 90 judiciary jobs, among many others in the executive branch. Marketplace's David Gura reports the change is something like the end of a government hiring freeze.
We're talking about the kind of job Mike Posner used to have. He was Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. It took him 5 months to get confirmed, and he says he wasn't an outlier.
Bureau's senior positions in the State Department not filled for months and months at a time, and it really makes doing work a lot more difficult.
Ken Salazar was President Obama's first Secretary of the Interior. And he says the worst thing about this de facto hiring freeze is
you're not able to bring the effective leadership to manage the government of the United States.
Jobs requiring Senate confirmation became less and less attractive. Nominees have had to wait in what Salazar calls a very strange limbo.
And I've seen both Democrats and Republicans who've just gotten tired of the wait and who have withdrawn their names.
So what happens now that the logjam is broken? Austin Goolsbee was the chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, and he says the queue is full of mid-level appointees.
Deputy secretaries, undersecretaries, assistant secretaries, who are the people that kind of have to make the trains run on time.
Goolsbee says he expects things will move a lot less glacially now.
I would presume they're going to get all of those people through pretty quick.
But the bottom line here is not that these nominees are going to get jobs. It's what they're going to do once they have them. They'll make rules and regulations that'll affect business and the whole economy. Next year, for example, the Fed has 3 vacancies. And at least one analyst is predicting that this rule change will make it much easier for the president to get his picks confirmed. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.